Okay, we are some five lines before the end of Tzadi Hamad Beis. Today's daf is Tzadi Vav. And we're talking about wine, and we'll see the discussion is what bracha is made on spoiled wine. Yeah, well, that's what we got into the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you sold a cellar of wine, 10% of the barrels could be spoiling. And we said in the Braisa that if you said, this cellar I'm selling to you, then already the whole thing could be spoiled. So now we get into the bracha on spoiled wine. So I'm Rav Yehuda said, Yain animkar b'chanus, wine that's a little spoiled. In other words, it has the smell of vinegar, but it still has the taste of wine. So then, mevarchin al bor pi hagafen. Since it has the taste of wine, Rav Yehuda says the blessing is still bor pi hagafen. And Rav Chisda disagrees. Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda says, gabe chamra da'akrim lamali. If the wine is spoiling, what do I need a brach of bor pi hagafen for? In other words, once the smell is spoiling, the smell is the smell of vinegar. So even though the taste is wine, as Roger points out, the bracha should be shakol niyeh b'dvaro. So we have an argument. If you have wine that has the taste of wine, but the smell of vinegar, Rav Yehuda says, still bor pi hagafen is the blessing. And Rav Chisda says the blessing is now shahakol. Meisvei, the Bnei Yeshiva, the people in the Yeshiva challenged Rav Yehuda from a braisa. The braisa is listing all sorts of things that the bracha is shahakol. Ala pasha ifsha, bread that has spoiled. And people can still eat it, but it's no longer good bread. Ala yayin shehikrim, wine that has gotten a little bit bad. It's close to vinegar. Al tavshil shubraturasa, or a cooked porridge that has also soured a bit. Still edible, but souring a little bit. So in all these three things, Omer shahakol niyabidvar, you say shahakol. So this is against Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that if it has the taste of wine, even if it has the smell of vinegar, the bracha is still bor pi hagafen. But here the Braisa seems to say explicitly this very type of case, yayin shehikrim, wine that's spoiled a bit. So what does it mean, spoiled a bit? I mean, it must mean it has the taste of wine, but it has the smell of vinegar. The bracha is shahakol.
Halacha is...
What's the halacha?
So,
the halacha is that it is bor pi hagafen if it has the taste. If it has the
who
taste.
Makes that decision, taste or no taste? The guy who drinks it?
Is that... yeah, it's difficult. Taste it. It has the smell of vinegar, but it has the taste of wine.
If he's a Shangul guy, he doesn't know the difference.
The thing is, we make the bracha before we drink. So
somebody else tells you. Let somebody else taste it. He'll tell you.
Okay, but they have to make
bracha. What's halacha, moldy bread?
Shahakol.
Moldy bread, shahakol?
Yeah.
But croutons, you wash them, right?
Croutons aren't moldy.
I know, not moldy. It's not moldy, but they're stale or whatever.
Croutons, I don't know.
Is there no bracha for croutons, right,
Rabbi? No, there would be a bracha.
What kind, like?
But it may be mizonos, because it doesn't look like bread anymore.
Okay.
Amar Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid said, Moda Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would agree, Bepurtzema, with wine that spoiled a lot, that wouldn't be sold anymore in a store. The Mizdavin Akarnasan, it's sold on the street corners. On the street corners, there are people that really don't care at all about the quality of the wine. So travelers, and so that's the type of wine that becomes a shahakal. But what Rav Yehuda said is that wine with the smell of vinegar, but it still has the taste of wine, they're the brachas bor pi hagafen. This price is talking about wine that was more spoiled. Amar le Abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye asked his teacher, Rav Yosef, who's the head of the yeshiva. Ha Rav Yehuda. We have Rav Yehuda who says wine with the smell of vinegar, but it still has the taste of wine as the bracha bor pi hagafen. Ha Rav Chisda. You have Rav Chisda who says wine with the smell of vinegar is like bread that became moldy, and the bracha is shahakol. So my command Svirle, who do you, the Rosh Yeshiva, who do you hold like? What does the Rosh Yeshiva hold? Amarleis, Rav Yosef said, Masnisi Yadana. I don't know. Between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chizda, between two Amoraim, who's right? That I don't know. But I do know a Braisa. The Tanya, we were taught in a Braisa. Again, the topic of today is, at what point does something no longer wine? When does it become vinegar? So we know there's a mitzvah of giving chumos and masros, that if you have produce from the land of Israel, and you bring it into your home, it's finished. So you have to separate the percentage that's given to the Kohen, another percentage given to the Levi, another percentage to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So Chazal instituted that when you give to the Kohen, it should be 1 out of 50, namely 2%, what you give. Then the Torah already says the Levi has to be given 10%. To Yerushalayim, another 10% has to be brought. And if a person wasn't mafresh chumos and masros, he can't eat the food is tevel. A person who eats tevel is chayef misa b'dei shamayim, gets death from the hands of God. It's a terrible thing to eat food that chumos and masros were not separated from. And one of the laws of chumos and masros is that you can only separate chumos and masros from the same types. I can take wine, I can give wine as chuma for wine. I can't give water as chuma for wine. I couldn't give apple juice as chuma for wine. So once the wine becomes vinegar, it's not the same type. So that's the topic of this braisa. The time of the braisa, abodik as a chavis, a guy who's tasting from his barrel of wine to make sure it hasn't soured and become vinegar. Why? Lios mafresh alei chuma v'holich, because he wants to use this barrel as a source of giving chuma. So
the first stage for the grapes, where you give a maser, is that when it's wine?
Well,
in other words, it's a finished product, right? So how many times
do you
give
miser? Yeah, he was giving.
You don't give it on just the grapes, in other words.
You could, but he's giving from wine.
So you could give
once it's roep de'abayis, right? Once the food sees the face of the house, it's brought into storage. At that point, it's chayiv in shumas so and miseros.
In that whole process, the first stage of truma would be on the wine, finished wine. Not,
if
not
you're
on
making
the product,
wine.
Not on the grapes.
If he's, that's right, the grapes are not the finished product yet. So if he wanted to make wine, so he has to separate from the wine chuma, so let's say he has a barrel, and he keeps using this barrel as the chuma barrel. As he brings in more barrels of wine, he takes more out of this chuma barrel to give to the Kohen. So he keeps checking the barrel to make sure it hasn't become vinegar, because if it becomes vinegar, it wouldn't be the same minutes, not the same type as the wine, and then it couldn't serve as chuma for the wine.
Yeah, but can you do your truma through the grapes and not the finished product when it's wine?
No, not for the wine. The wine has to be from wine.
Yes, I'm sorry. That's very important. Let's ask. If I bring the anavim, if it's anavim for wine, for sure I'm going to give it wine.
Yeah.
But if the anavim come and I select, or we eat them too, and I'm going to do two wine, first the anavim has to be given. Then if I do yain, now it's shine et.
All right, but that's not our case here. Our case here is about wine. So a guy has a barrel. Abodeka sachavis, he keeps tasting from the barrel to make sure that it's wine. Lios mafresh alei truma v'holich, to keep taking from it truma and keep giving from this barrel truma. V'achakach, and now after a month, so he checked the barrel and it was wine. A month later, or 2 months later, he checks again, nimtzes chometz, and now it's vinegar. So now the question is, he kept taking from it. So which hafrashos, which dedications were now, it revealed, didn't work, because they were vinegar on wine, because now it's vinegar. So, says the Braisa, kol shlosha yamim vadai, 3 days, all 3 days, presumably all 3 days from when he checked, it certainly was something. And after that, it is a suffix. So, Maikam, what does it mean? So, I'm Rabbi Yochanan explain. This is what the Braisa means. Kol shloshi yamim harishonim, the first 3 days after when he checked and when he found it was wine. Vadayayin. So, whatever trumos he gave from the barrel for the 3 days after when he first checked, certainly it was wine and it was good truma. After those 3 days, suffik. Then already it's a doubt whether it was still wine. Because maybe it had already become vinegar. So therefore, those hafrashos may not have worked. So my time. So why does Rabbi Yochanan think that for the first 3 days after when he checked, it was certainly wine? So Rabbi Yochanan holds like this. Chamra mi'ilai akar. He thinks that when wine turns bad, when wine becomes vinegar, that it starts at the top of the barrel. Now, v'hai t'imei v'lo akar. He tasted from the top of the barrel a month ago, and it tasted like wine. So, im tim tzolomer. So if you're going to say, basa de t'imei akar, that right after he tasted, it started to turn bad, okay? So it's not going to turn bad right away. He tasted it. It's not going to be like a second later it was vinegar. Havarechei chala. Even if it starts to turn bad, it's still only going to have the smell of vinegar. V'tamei chamra. But its taste is still going to be the taste of wine. And apparently, according to Rabbi Yochanan, kol reichei chala v'tamei chamra. If you have something with the taste of wine, even though it has the smell of vinegar, chamra, it's still considered wine. What's so that? What? Yeah. So yeah, what was that, Izzy? The question?
I think this is a, let's see, if we can take the case, I met the yayin in the first 3 days. I have already mafrish truma because it's like perot. I have to, even I cannot take it now to Yerushalayim. I should put it on myself like said, because it could be machmitz, but it was a yad. Why didn't take the truma? It mean, you know, so that make the kesef take Yerushalayim.
No, you can't be poda truma. You can only be poda master sheni, and he's using the barrel for truma also. He's why taking from the barrel truma.
So the truma shel perot. I'm liking it to it's a perot, a miyayin. It's a perot. Why I have
it's to truma. Truma. Truma is not truma, going not to Yerushalayim. It's given to the Kohen.
Not Trumasher, we... Okay, the first 10%, not Trumasher.
2%.
2%.
Rabbi, when we're talking about determining whether it's vinegar or wine, is it permissible to taste a tiny little bit before making the bracha?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, okay.
Yeah. Now, so that's one explanation of the Brisa. The Brisa says 3 days are for sure. What does it mean 3 days are for sure? The first 3 days, he checked the barrel a month ago, and at the time, it was wine. Now, a month later, the barrel is vinegar, but he's been taking truma from it for the whole month. So the first 3 days after the tasting, it was certainly still wine. Maybe it had the taste, the smell of vinegar, but it still had the taste of wine, so it was wine. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says a different explanation of the Braisa. He says like this, Kol shlosha yam machronim. Now, after a month, I find that the barrel is vinegar. So what does it mean 3 days are for sure? 3 days, for the last 3 days. Today it's vinegar. That means yesterday was vinegar. That means the day before it was vinegar and the day before it was vinegar. Vaday, all those 3 days was chometz. It was vinegar. Kind of lahalan, but to go back to the 30 days ago, Suffolk, that's a doubt if it was vinegar or wine. My time, what's the logic of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So apparently Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds like this. Chamra mititoy akar. Vinegar, when it starts to become vinegar, it begins to become vinegar in the bottom of the barrel, not the top of the barrel. So even though when he tasted, it tasted like wine. Emur akar v'lava daite. Maybe when he's tasting wine. But he doesn't know that on the bottom of the barrel, it's already becoming vinegar. He just doesn't realize that. It's on the bottom of the barrel. Vim tim tzolomar mi lo yakar. And even if you want to say that when wine becomes vinegar, it becomes vinegar from the top of the barrel, then you'll say, so he tasted it and it didn't taste like there was any vinegar, so obviously it was good for a while. So that means it's going to be good for a couple days after when he tasted. Maybe not. Maybe right after he tasted, it started to become vinegar. Okay, so what? And maybe according to Yeshua ben Levi, when you have something with the smell of vinegar, even though it has the taste of wine, something with the smell of vinegar, the taste and the taste of wine is chala, has the status of vinegar. So that's what Yeshua ben Levi says, that the way to read the braisa is not that for the first 3 days after the tasting, it's certainly also still okay. No. The way to read the braisa is for the last 3 days since the tasting of the vinegar are certainly not okay. And maybe even all the way back it was not okay, because maybe right after the tasting it became un-okay, because maybe it had the smell of vinegar. Once it has the smell of vinegar, according to Yeshua ben Levi, it already has the status of vinegar. So we have an argument. The same argument we saw between Rav Yehuda, similar to Rav Yehuda and Rav Chisda. Rav Yehuda and Rav Chisda said on the other blot that if it's beginning to spoil, Rav Yehuda says it's still a bor pi hagafen, Rav Chisda says it's a shakol. And here we're seeing, if you have wine with the smell of vinegar but the taste of wine, so according to Rav Yochanan, it's wine, which would sound like a bor pi hagafen, and according to Rav Yehuda ben Levi, it's vinegar.
Vinegar, you
don't
have to get truma.
You do for vinegar.
For vinegar,
it can't work for wine.
It's the same truma,
but it doesn't work for wine. You can't be mafish mimin al sheino mino. You can't take from one type for a different type.
Yeah, but
you'd have to use it for barrels of vinegar.
Oh, so you couldn't put it in your stored barrels of wine.
You couldn't use it to be machshir wine to make wine kosher, because it's not wine; it's vinegar.
Rabbi Baruch agrees with Rabbi Levi.
Beautiful.
Once you have a little vinegar in there, it's vinegar.
If it smells like vinegar, Rabbi Baruch doesn't want it. It's not wine anymore.
No. And once it's vinegar,
beautiful.
Who determines if it's vinegar? The owner determines it's not good. It's vinegar.
It's yeah, there's a smell of vinegar. There's a smell of vinegar. The taste of vinegar.
It doesn't have the strict halachos of wine. With the guy in
Canton. Yeah, it wouldn't be wine anymore.
It wouldn't be wine anymore.
Deromai, the rabbis of the south, had a different version of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Masna Mishmei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they used to say the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi like this. Rishonim, the first 3 days after he tasted a month ago, Vadayayin, it was still wine, certainly. Achronim, the last 3 days since he tasted now and found that it was vinegar. Vaday Chometz, it was certainly vinegar. And Emtsayim Safek, in the middle, between these 3 days, is where we're not sure if it's vinegar or wine.
What do you do about Safek? They don't say.
Well, you mean...
Safek it's not, or it is?
No, it's a Safek if it was wine. It was Safek if it was a good hafrasha. So you have to do it again.
But what's happening?
So 1 second. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Akasha. This is itself a contradiction. It's a contradiction. What's that?
Another
truma. Separate from other wine, truma, and the wine that you want to drink.
One more time?
3 days.
So you separate the truma because when it was wine, and then you have to separate truma again when it turns to vinegar?
No. The opposite. If you separated, and it may not have been wine when you separated, you have to give a different amount of wine for the wine.
If you separated that, and you say, okay, I'm putting in the barrel, that the truma barrel, that's going to eventually go to the going.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the wine in the barrel that has the other truma.
Good. And now you discover what I put in may not have been wine, may not have been vinegar.
Take it out to the truma.
Okay,
barrel.
So take a different barrel.
Take a different barrel for what?
For the wine.
Which is vinegar now.
No,
the new one. For the wine that I want to drink. For me to be able to drink wine, it has to be kosher. For wine to be kosher, truma has to be separated for it. So I have a barrel. I say, okay, this is the barrel I'm going to use for truma. So right now it's not truma. I'm going to use it for truma. So a new barrel of wine comes in. I say, okay, 2 cups in that barrel are truma for this barrel. Then a week later, I say, 2 other cups in that barrel are truma for this barrel. Now I open up that barrel. I see it's vinegar.
I opened up
a month ago and it was wine. Now it's vinegar. So I have to figure out. Could be the last, 10 things I've done didn't work.
I thought it's the other way around. You have a barrel that's wine, and you take 2 cups out of that and put it in another barrel and say, that's my truma barrel.
That's what you did the first time, a month ago. Yeah. That's when you tasted it. Right. But then you haven't been looking at it for a month. Now you check again. Now it's already vinegar. And you keep dedicating parts of it as truma.
You didn't take truma once out of the barrel.
No.
You take truma once for whatever you need to take it for. But let's say you have...
Every time he has to give truma of wine, he takes it from this barrel.
He dedicates within that barrel for truma.
Two months later, he gives
to the Kohen.
Why'd you do it like that?
It's just more convenient. It's easier to do it. So the Gemara says, let's try to understand the view of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Haguf Akasha. Here itself, we have a contradiction. Amrit, you just said, Rishonim Vadayayin. The first 3 days since he tasted, it was certainly wine. That means that even if it has a smell of vinegar, but the taste of wine, chamrit's still wine. But then you said, Achronim, the last 3 days since he tasted it, it was vinegar. Vaday chometz, it's certainly vinegar. Alma, so that must mean, Reichei chalav etamei chamra, that if it has the smell of vinegar, but the taste of wine, chalav, then it is vinegar. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily. We're saying that certainly the last 3 days it's vinegar. It's because when you tasted it now, it was chala sifta, it was strong vinegar. So if not for the fact that it's been spoiling for at least 3 days, it wouldn't end up a strong vinegar. If now it's really strong vinegar, you know it's been spoiling for at least 3 days. Okay, so we saw that Abaye had asked Rav Yosef, who does he agree with? Does he agree with the idea that slightly spoiled wine is still borei priya gafen, or does he think that slightly spoiled wine becomes shahakol? And Rav Yosef quoted this braisa, all about truma. So the Gemara says, "Keman pashatle." So what is Rav Yosef trying to prove from this braisa? Is he proving from the braisa that the bracha is shahakol? Or is he proving that the bracha is borei priya gafen? So pligi bei Rav Mari Rav Zvid. Rav Mari Rav Zvid argued about this. Chad Amar once said, Rav Yochanan is proving from the braisa, like Rav Yochanan, that the bracha is borei priya gafen. Because what do you see in the braisa? That even though it has the smell of vinegar, it's still wine for truma. The Chad Amar, the other one said, no, what Rav Yosef was trying to prove is Rav Yeshua ben Levi. He's saying, you see, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, if it has the smell of vinegar, it's not wine anymore. So if it's not wine for truma, it's not wine for brachos. And the blessing would be, shahakol nihya bitvaro. Itmar, we learned, hamocher chavis yayin lechaveiro. A person sells a barrel of wine to his friend. Vechmitza, then the buyer opens it up, and it's vinegar. Amar Rav, Rav said, Kol Shlosha Yom Rishonim, if he opened it, you know, within 3 days of the purchase, Birshus Mocher, then we say that's really the fault of the seller, because it must have been starting to spoil already in the hands of the seller. So he was selling wine that was spoiling. Okay, he's got to return the money. However, Mikan Veilach, if it, let's say he only opens it a week after he buys it, and then it's spoiled, so Bishus Lokeach, that happened in his domain. You can't force the seller to give back the money. Shmuel Omar, but Shmuel disagreed. Shmuel said, even if he opens it now, right after he bought it, and right now it's spoiled, a day later, 2 days later, 3 days later, no, it's the fault, it's the misfortune of the buyer. Chamra akatfe demara shvar. Wine on the shoulder of its owner, it becomes vinegar. So that's what happened here. You know, it's the buyer bought it when it was good, and his fortune is what caused the wine to quickly spoil, and maybe it spoiled within a day or two that it was in his domain, and therefore there's no proof that the seller sold things that were vinegar. And therefore, you don't have proof that it was a mekach ta'us. And lahalacha, avad Rav Yosef uvda, This question came up before of Yosef, and Kavase de Rav, he paskin like Rav b'shichra in regards to beer. Somebody had bought beer, he opened it up, it was spoiled. So Rav Yosef said the seller has to return the money to the buyer. He had opened it up within 3 days. The Kavase de Shmuel b'chamra. And then he paskin like Shmuel in regards to wine. That if the buyer opened the barrel of wine and he found it was spoiled, the seller could say, I'm pretty confident that what I sold was fine. And in your domain, the wine spoiled. Your mazel. The Hilchasa Na'alacha is Kavase de Shmuel. Like Shmuel, that wine that spoils maybe is coming from the fate of the buyer. And therefore, the buyer is not necessarily entitled to his money back, because maybe when he got it, it was okay. And now in the last 36 hours, it spoiled suddenly, and now it is vinegar.
No, it cannot be vinegar. Vinegar, it becomes, we've done, you know, wine. My vinegar becomes, if you process it in the wrong way, it becomes vinegar right away. So not, it won't become vinegar in the barrel. It becomes vinegar before getting into the barrel.
It should become something then.
Okay, no, it gets spoiled.
Spoiled,
yeah, but it's different. It's spoiled and vinegar.
All right, spoiled. It becomes spoiled. Okay. Thank you. Spoiled wine.
All right.
Okay. Spoiled wine.
That's a different.
Beautiful.
Because vinegar is from bacteria.
Yeah. There's a difference between beer and wine.
I bought a lot of good bottles of wine.
What's that?
Beer
not. No, beer not.
No problem.
Yeah, but you open it,
beer, if he opens the beer within 3 days of the purchase, then it was a mekach tos.
It's different, right?
Yeah, but he makes a distinction.
If you make wine, if you don't process it correctly, from day one, it becomes vinegar.
All right, now we talk about the proportion of water and wine for something to be wine. Whether a person soaks dates and it then becomes fermented in the water, or what we call beer, a guy soaked barley in the water and the water fermented, or a person soaked the sediments of wine, the rinds of wine in water, and then the whole thing got the taste of wine. Mevarchen alav shahakol nia bidvaro. The bracha is shahakol nia bidvaro. It's not bor minei mizonos for the beer. It's not bor priya eitz for the date beer. It is shahakol. Acherim amrim. Then others disagree. They say like this: shmarim. If you have sediments of wine, and then they are soaked in water. Sheyesh bem tam yayin, and the taste is the taste of wine. Mevarchen aleihen boyer priyag gafen. The bracha is boyer priyag gafen. Rabba Rav Yosef Dami Tavar, they both said, ein halacha kachir. Halacha is not like those opinions, and rather the bracha is shahakol nia bedvaro. Amar Rabba said like this. The kuliyam, everybody agrees in terms of the proportions that it goes like this. Rama tlasa, if you put 3 cups of water into the sediments, vasarba, and now when he drains it, what he has is a total of 4 cups. In other words, that there is a full cup of wine that seeps out of the sediments, and it mixes with the 3 cups of water. So if 25%, good, if 25% is real wine, and 75% is water, the 25% is wine coming out of sediments of wine, Chamrahu, that is wine, and the bracha is Borei Priya Gafen and not Shahakol Nia Bedvaro.
What if the wine is already made, and you have a child at the table, and you want to mix it, and you pour 3/4 water into it?
Very good, yeah. So well, that's maybe this is, the post can discuss that. Exactly, because maybe this is only true about sediments,
right,
which is very concentrated wine. And maybe it's not true about regular wine. That's a discussion amongst the poskim, an argument. Yeah. Rabbi Findel, what bracha would Rabbi Findel tell us to make? What's that?
They say I should give them grape juice.
Grape juice. The kids need the grape juice. I agree. So Rava Litame. This is Rava according to his logic. Tama Rava says like this. When you have fresh, raw wine, Kol chamra delo dare alchat lasmaya. If you don't have the proportions of one cup wine for three cups of water, lav chamra. That's already not edible. It's too strong if it's not at least three cups of water for one cup of wine. So that's true in terms of regular wine. That's why he says with sediments also the proportion should be three water to one cup of liquid that seeps out of the sediments, and it's still a boyer piagafen. And now Rava continues. Rama tlasa va'asa tlasa. But if you put three cups of water into the sediments, and then when you pour it out, you only have three cups. In other words, there's not much that came out of the sediments. There's taste, there's smell, but there's not a lot of liquid that came out of the sediments. The lo klumhu, that's not wine. That's just water with grape flavor. So that's a shahakol. Ki pligi, where would there be an argument amongst the Tanayim? Deramat lasa. He put in three cups of water into the sediments. Now it all smells and tastes like wine, but how much is it? It's only tlasa upalga, it's 3.5 cups. Rabbanan savi, Rabbanan hold, tlasa ayo, three cups went in, tlasa nafak, three cups came out, pashalu upalga, so there's just this only half a cup that came out of the sediments. Palga bishita, palga maya. So when you have half a cup of wine relative to 6/2 a cup of water, velo klumu, that is water. And therefore the bracha shakal. Vacherim savri, and those who disagree hold, plus ayil, three cups of water went in. But only treyu palga nafak. What came out is only 2.5 cups of water. And they say like this, the water, the same way liquid came out of the sediments, water has gone into the sediments. So when you put three cups of water into the thing with the sediments, pashaluhu, what comes out is kuza. There's a whole cup of wine that came out of the sediments. So kuza betreyu palga. So since the proportions now is one cup of liquid of sediments with 2.5 cups of water, it's for a total of 3.5 cups. Chamra malyu, that's good wine, and therefore they say the bracha is borei pri hagafen. Thank you.